answer than you. Got you someone new. That ain't got shit to do with me anymore. Days we knew way too long on now.
I don't know why I put our mics on, Tom, while the song was playing without talking. It was a kind of...
I thought we were doing harmonies or something.
It was a beautiful moment of kind of just hushed silence, as that song deserves.
Thank you, sir.
Beautiful new songs.
Sharper.
Please, if you are unfamiliar, unlikely, but I've got... how many of your acts should I mention? Homebrew, At Peace, Avondale Bowling Club, Young Gifted, and whatever you wanted to call it at the time, and others.
Yep.
And featured Scallywag.
Featured on a song with Matthew Crawley.
That's right, my bandmate.
Yep.
One of my favourite facts about myself, and of course about you.
They don't expect that.
They do not expect us to be have released a chart-topping hit together.
On the political song too.
That's right. I drove past Avondale Racecourse today, and yep. I thought about you and our conversation pending, and I thought, this album, you got a new album coming out called Anitia. Is that how I say it?
Yep.
And I guess every album that comes out, there's a press release from whoever writes your press releases saying, Tom Scott's most personal album to date.
In third person, you see.
Yeah.
It's probably the most personal. Yeah, record. That's what it says on the press release, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But, like, you know, you listen to, I guess, Avondale Bowling Club came out, and there was lots of talk of family and all this sort of stuff. And I mean, you've never been, you're a storyteller, but you've not usually been one to kind of just make up some, you know.
I'm not good at fiction.
Make up some shit. But yeah, this album feels yet another cut deeper. Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Or has it just got more depressing music?
Yeah, it's definitely the most emotional, I guess.
Yes.
I hate to admit that.
Yeah, you're safe. It's only me.
But it is.
It's only me.
It's
BFM, yeah. It's only me.
I think, like, that's the cool thing about growing with music, and, like, the more you do it, the more layers you have to delve into, you know? Like, the more you have to take off and...
Yeah.
Like, you've said everything you can say. There's only, like, what's underneath that to be said. And Dom Howie put it well. I think he said once, like, you know, it's like climbing higher and higher on the tightrope. Each time you got to do a bigger trick to impress people. They already know what you've done last time.
Yeah.
And I think as a musician, the only way you can impress someone further is, like, say something even more personal, you know?
Well, there's two ways. For someone like, because I've seen you in action, out and about, and, like, in social situations and everything, and, you know, everybody wants to talk to you, everybody wants to put their hands on you, and, like,
sometimes, you know, I'm not the Beatles.
Well, you've got that element to you in certain circles, I got to say.
Sometimes.
My point being that, like, you know, there is that opportunity to say you could shut down even more and just put on some plastic layers and go put some party bangers out. True. But it's an interesting, it's a, you know, honourable take to not necessarily retreat from the limelight, but to, like, open up even more.
Yeah.
And how have you found people, man, responding to you in that way?
Well, it's kind of like you were reading the comments off the text machine before, and one said, great song, and the other said, oh, my ears.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of thing. Like, I see love in my DMs, but I also, you know, from some negativity bias built into us as humans, I see some people saying, I wish he was rapping.
Yeah.
You know, but I had to think about it today. Like, a lot of people want me to do a lot of things. I've never really been good at listening to what people want me to do.
Yeah.
And all I knew is this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And just to challenge myself, like, I know I can rap, but I wanted to fucking try something that I wasn't good at.
Yeah.
Like, to be real. And sometimes I go, why did I do that? What a stupid idea. But I had to, bro. Like, and also the place that I was in, it was just like calling for more than just cerebral words.
Yeah.
Rap's great for intellectualizing things.
Yeah.
It's an intellectual sport, really.
Yes.
It's just brainy guys saying cool shit. Like, that's how I see it. Like,
yeah.
Most Def's just a real cool brainy guy.
Like, yeah.
But singers, you know, it's stripped away. It's more abstract. It's like just a feeling.
Yes. And you've also got, like, through the music and your song singing delivery, you have to kind of evoke something. There's something on you to evoke something through that.
Yeah. I mean, what brought you to wanting to sing instead of wanting to write a novel?
I guess I'd stopped. It's such an interesting one for me. We won't talk about it for too long, but like I'd stopped reading. I got really distracted, and I wasn't doing much in that brainy sense. But yeah. And also, I'd had like a history of people close to me telling me that I couldn't sing as well.
That's interesting. We should chat on that. Because that is a funny one. You know, like, what even is it?
And so I started singing as a joke. You know, I have put a soul, sort of a garage soul band together 20-something years ago, and we just wrote joke songs. And then I've done, like, three jokey bands since then. But it was actually, again, Dominic Hoey, the great guru of all of us, who said, you should stop making that kind of nursery rhyme trash and actually sing, because you can sing really well.
Yeah, right.
And it was, of course, Dominic that introduced us, and I did end up singing on one of your songs, unbeknownst to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is an interesting one. You do come to it through this, and the difference, and I wonder if you found this when you played your show the other day, the difference between performing something you know very well and you can kind of pull the tricks off, and I mean, not that anything else you've done is jokey, you know, there's a funny element. You can be funny, you can be an entertainer, but when you are pouring yourself out a little bit, it's terrifying, actually. And I've cancelled shows from being too scared to play and sing.
It's different, bro.
So how did you feel?
Scared. Scared. And yeah, the first show we did, we had to do with Neil Finn watching. I'm like, oh, this is chill. Like, fucking Neil Finn's just watching, and we hadn't practiced any of them and didn't know what was going on. And I was just like eyes closed the whole time, scared little child. And then when we did this free show the other night, it was like I was allowed to be my clown self.
Yeah.
I think like you're still allowed to be a clown on
exactly.
stage.
Exactly.
I don't want to lose who I am just because I'm singing something a bit serious for a moment.
Yes.
But it's kind of nice to just relax and totally. Be like, bro, they want you to be you.
Exactly. Some of my favorite singers are very, very funny. I remember, I'll never forget going to see, you know, Bill Callahan, Smog.
No.
He sings. I think in some ways you'd like him. Yeah. He is part of that kind of alternative folk sort of weirdo.
Yeah.
But anyway, he played at a show at this theater, and he was so funny in between songs. And then when he plays the songs, you're just like, feel it completely.
Great banter.
Yeah, great banter. That's what you got to have. That's my advice to you.
Yeah.
No. No. You can. You can totally be yourself. And even, even the sort of darkest movies have got to have some good jokes in them.
No. Yeah. Levity.
So, what did bring you to write this album?
I mean, I was in a relationship for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a boring story, but it's a breakup album. It's mm-hmm. like. Marvin Gaye's got an album called Hear My Dear, you know, mm-hmm. where he went through a massive breakup and he wrote an album and he said, here's the profits to it, you know.
Oh.
I kind of did the same thing, but I just wasn't in as good a space. I probably would have been like, here then. Like, fucking here.
Fine here.
Yeah. But yeah, I just like was getting through it with music. And I think like the best music does come from the worst situations, man. And like, because you have to write when you're that down.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to do something stupid if I don't get in the studio right now. Or like, I'm in so much pain, I need to process this and write about it. And yeah, it seems like, you know, the most cliche thing to do. But yeah, that's what happened.
There's a lot of cliches around, but they're very often there for a reason.
Yeah, and bro, like, you know, if my music's autobiographical, it's quite a good chapter. The divorce chapter. You know?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Is there an element of having gone through this process and made the album, and I don't know how long ago you did it, but I feel like maybe I saw a post of yours where you said, oh, I'm fine now, but so don't worry, but like,
yeah, I'm a lot
here's
better
the record.
Now, but yeah, I wasn't at the time. I was like, you know, I remember posting something on Instagram, I was drinking a fucking huge beer, and I said, don't worry about me, it's not a midlife crisis, I don't do anything mid. this is a big-ass crisis. And someone, the bro Spike from Twitter, just replied, well, at least the next album's going to be all good. And he was kind of right, like, on the other side of it now, and I am proud of it, and I do, like, hear the songs, and even though you've played them 8 times underneath.
Sorry,
I can deal with it.
Well, that's the thing, is this record has got...
staying power.
It's top secret, you know, Tom's secret.
Yep, okay.
Can you tell us about the record? What can you tell us about the record?
It's out on Friday, I can tell you that.
Mm.
It's called Anicca because that's the Sanskrit basically word for all will pass, all will change.
Yep.
Everything's impermanent. And so there's like the first side's all about the breakup and another side's all about falling in love again.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the way that those two things blur in between each other, and you never really feel them happening separate from each other. They're kind of, you know, always, everything's always changing and flux and all that. So even the album itself, we made sure that it never ends. Like this song, we made what chord is that and what's the relative major to the next song? Boom, bam, like fucking did a lot of work stitching it all together.
Yeah.
So that it's just 45 minutes worth of music. Like it doesn't.
Yes.
Even though my bro who had to do that mish while I was standing behind him saying, he was like, are you sure?
Yeah.
But
so buy it on CD, not on vinyl?
No, buy it on vinyl, it can end in the middle.
Right, okay.
And then you start the other side.
Yeah, and so who did you work with on this record? I see there's a long list.
Joe Capitan was a huge influence. He'd come in his board shorts and jandals and just fucking play the most beautiful, like he played on this thing. And then...
Joe, by the way, if anyone is not familiar, Capitein, he's got a new record out. He's a secret weapon to just do anything good in the city right now.
Straight up, everyone calls Joe.
Yeah. He's about 18.
You got to get him while he's hot. He's not going to come to the studio next year.
No.
Yeah, but no, just a lot of young guns like Joe, my bro Max Gunn, a friend of mine, Koji, like just these young up-and-comers, but then also the vets like Mata TK and Jeremy Toy and, just people I can call. And, just sort of was like, do this, do that, do this. And, you know, talking about making an album is so fucking boring.
Like I said, you've got fans.
There's a long list of credits, but you got to buy the record to
That's right,
to, read
to find out. Well, tell us about playing a No Big Deal show at the Civic.
The Civic, yeah.
I've got a new solo album. It's unknown as to whether anyone will react well to this.
We're going to go to perform at the Civic and play it, yeah. I'm excited about that, to be honest, bro. Like, I'm finally through all this promo shit and, like, you know, talking about it and making the content and all that. And I'm, like, in the lab just trying to make this show interesting. And I think it's going to be, like, I don't want to give it away, but I'm definitely not seeing it strictly as a, you know, show at the Power Station.
Yeah.
Because at the Civic, it's almost like you're allowed to be a bit theatrical.
Yeah.
You're allowed to, you know.
Yep.
Do things you wouldn't normally do.
Mm.
And it's been really interesting, like, just researching and, like, coming up with different ideas. You know, I can't even chat
on
it.
How many can you juggle?
I think, like, 4 different ideas there might be.
I was trying to get some...
How many can I literally juggle?
No, I was thinking if you might be doing some juggling or something. But you were talking...
Chainsaws and shit. Nah, no juggling as of yet. It's a possibility. But nah, just like, I want to tell you then.
No, that's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I understand.
But just expect the unexpected.
Oh, okay, I will. Damn. Okay, well, I've got...
Done promo there, that's it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
good. You can let me go. I've had a good cup of tea. What else, Ant? My manager's looking at me, pointing up. When is the show? The show is 1st of November.
Yeah, 1st of November, Saturday the 1st
That's
of November,
this
it's a
November.
Saturday night. It's not sold out yet, is it? Getting there.
We're close.
Ooh, getting there. That sounds like you better
buy
some tickets.
We got the bottom seats all sold out, so if you wanted a bottom seat, too bad.
There's nothing like a show at the Civic.
Yeah.
No. And the album's out this Friday.
Album's out Friday, yeah.
Well, maybe we'll give a copy of the album away as a special exciting thing. I'm not just randomly doing this, it is sanctioned.
Okay, let's go.
What's the question?
Shucks. What have we got? Is there a question on the wall? What am I looking at right now?
Okay.
Let's do that.
What?
But you have to text in like
what
guesses.
Okay, cool.
I'm thinking of something.
What is Tom looking at and therefore thinking about? 53.95, the closest answer will get a copy of the vinyl copy of the album Anicca from
Tom
Scott.
But how many times will they have to text in? That's probably a lot of...
Lot
Just
of 20
give
cents.
It to who texts in first, bro.
Of course, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, sweet.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks, I'm going to play. I'm going to play "Gal Like You" now, nice and loud, instead of under our talking. Okay, and I thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Matt.
This is real exciting that you've got this record coming, and the show. That's really exciting too.
Thanks,
and congratulations,
bro.
Actually.
Thanks, bro. Congrats to you.
Thanks.
We value you.
Oh,
we love you.
Thank you very much. Wasn't that tea?
I love to run from my problems. Take a little walk. Pockets full of our lost dollars. Going down to the liquor store. You calling me? Like where you at? I hit it all after all I did, and you still forgive what I shouldn't be forgiven for. What's a girl like you? A girl like you. What's a girl like you?